My dear friends, this is Dominic Soul of Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. Boy, that critical spirit, that can really get you. You know, the Bible talks about haughtiness. It talks about pride. Pride comes before a fall. It talks about don't lord it over people. I always want to remember where I came from. I came from a place like Jesus where no good thing comes from. A doctor's report of death and 13 pills a day from the doctors, and the list goes on. As I realized I was dying, I decided to party my way all the way to hell. And then I met Jesus, and he turned me around. But as I'm ministering today, decades later, to the broken, to the hurting, to those on drugs and those on alcohol, those living like the world, I have to remember where I came from so I don't judge them, so I don't tear them apart in my mind. A critical spirit will hurt you so much, a haughty spirit, a prideful spirit. People won't really want to be around you, and you really don't get to really minister to the depth that God has called us to minister to. People don't like prideful people, and prideful people like King Saul, trying to do Samuel's job, eventually falls. You know, sometimes I meet people who are such know-it-alls. They think they absolutely know everything. And it's sad because you stop growing when you don't have a teachable spirit. It's so important to have a teachable spirit. But with that critical spirit, you start putting yourself up in a high place, in a plateau, in a pedestal. You think you're so much better than everybody else. Boy, some of these people, they go on to get a college degree. Now it even becomes worse. And they start their posturing and the high polluting talk, and they don't even realize that people around them hurting and broken see them who for they really are. A lot of times that's false pride. It's a lot of shame buried inside of them. So people take on this false pride. I had that false pride in my life when I was young. So glad that the Holy Spirit, the mirror of the Holy Spirit, I saw the real Dominic. I was a broken little boy inside of a man's body who needed Jesus Christ. I believe every morning we get up, we have to realize we need a Savior. If we say we're without sin, we call Jesus a liar. And so many times today, we don't even call sin, sin. And I won't go there today. We have to realize Jesus came for a reason. It was to defeat the devil. It was to wash us in the blood at Calvary. It was to set us free. It was to remove that sin from us, break the curse from us. It was to get us on the right path in heading for the kingdom of God. It was to get us into the kingdom. I just love you. And I pray today that as you're listening, as you're driving or you're walking, and you're listening to us, I just pray that you get touched by Jesus Christ today. I pray that you just have this incredible meeting with him, that you get to see yourself, the brokenness and the hurting. And if you're walking in pride, if you're walking in arrogance, that you just turn around and begin to get healed of that. A prideful preacher is a sickening preacher. Moses was the most humblest person who walked this earth. Look at John the Baptist. He said he was unfit to even tie the laces of Jesus' shoes. Why are you acting like you're acting? Why are you acting so prideful? You're just hurting the people around you. You're not helping them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray today that pride is broken off of you, that arrogance is broken off of you, that everything you do in the name of Jesus is because of Jesus. It's because of his anointing. It's because of what he has given you. You would be nothing without Jesus. We're everything with Jesus. The kingdom was inside of us because of Jesus. All that Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, that's who we are because of that. He broke the curses off us. He set us free. He covered us with his blood. He has made us holy. Isn't it time that we all realize that? That Jesus died to set us free. That we always have to remember that. That we never ever become prideful and arrogant. That in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth this day, we are loosed from that. That we'll walk in humility. Not in a weakness. In a boldness. But a boldness without pride. A boldness without arrogance. That we can listen to other people. This is Dominic Soul. And you can email me at goodnews@gate.net. God bless.